It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am reminding myself again of the difference between being and doing. I have been in both places and I much prefer to be in the place of being. Being is when I am standing in my truth, that I'm letting my light shine, that I'm confident in who God created me to be. Doing, on the other hand, feels like when I'm feeling insecure and I'm not as confident in all of that. And so as a result, I might have a little bit more of an agenda, or, you know, I might try to force or manipulate things on my end. And what God shows us is we don't have to do that, because that's not who He created us to be. And I had this thought as I was watching a video that was forwarded to me. There's a man and he's explaining his restaurant experience about placing his order for food, and then the people who came in after him will actually serve before him. He expresses his concern to the waitress and she said, "Honey, their orders were very simple. Yours is a special one. It's coming, but it's taking us just a little bit longer." He was making the distinction that for those of us who are waiting on God to open doors or to deliver on some promises, that we have a special destiny and that God is coming and it's all going to work out in the end, but our order isn't a simple one. And so, you know, he goes on to think that his video is only going to be shared a handful of times on social media, but the last I checked, it had over 6 million views just from him standing in his truth and being the light who God created him to be. The scripture today is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And so the next time I think about doing versus being, I'm going to remember Jeremiah 29:11. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.